Almighty Father, we appreciate you once again. We bless your holy name for the opportunity to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are going into your word again today. We ask, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit, which is the great teacher, to teach each and every one of us from above in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that as we hear your word, we ask, O Lord, that you prepare our hearts. You begin to replace every stony heart with that of flesh in Jesus' name, so that your word will be receptive in our hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for answering our prayers since we've prayed in the precious name of Jesus Christ. So today, we continue the Church of God. You know, we've taken our memory verse from Matthew 16:18, which is still on our bulletin. We know what the church is. Then we know why we come to church. We did that one last week, that you know, it is a commandment from God that we should not forsake the assembly of other believers, that, you know, the church is where we come to be serviced. Church is for mentoring. Church is for where we come that we be taught and we be corrected in any way that we need to be. And when we come to church, you know, we help to build our Christian pattern, you know, the way we behave. It builds us up. When we come to church, we hear the word of God. It helps us to build us up so that we'll be prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So those are the reasons why we come to church. So today, we are going to be looking at the authority of the church. The authority of the church. So we quickly take our text from 1 Corinthians 11:13. If you are there before me, you can read. Talking about the authority of the church. 1 Corinthians 11:3. Say, but I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a woman is man. Just like we all know before, that the head of the church, you know, is Christ. And the summary of this Bible passage is that, you know, it's telling us, you know, the authority and the submission in the church. You know, just, you know, Christ is the head of the church, and the local pastor is under shepherd. And so we have some people for admin purpose, just like we had this morning. We have Deacon Bishop and some other people. We have help to help so that for the smooth running of the church. You know, if you look at where we have read, you know, submission is the key element. You know, submission is the key element to the smooth running of any organization. You know, if look at it this way, in the home, if we are not submissive to our husband, you know, the home will not be able to run well. So the same thing, for any organization to function well, they have to be submission, you know, to prevent crisis. You know, Jesus himself submitted to God the Father to carry out the plan of salvation. So it is very important to know the authority in the church, and to help us in the daily running of any organization, including the church, there has to be submission. And God will help us in Jesus' name. In the same vein, let's quickly look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. It's talking about the authority in the church. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 22. Praise the Lord. Say, Christ is the head of the church, you know. Christ is the Lord over everything. So, the same way, Christ is the head of the whole church, and we have the local churches where he himself has called some people to be under shepherd. So, we have to, you know, submit to the authority of those people that he has put in charge. The same vein, let's quickly look at Colossians chapter 1, verses 18 to 19. Colossians 1:18-19. It says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. Praise the Lord. You know, where we have read is still buttress the point that Christ is the head of the church, that all of us, we come under the umbrella of Christ in the, in our local churches, and we come under the umbrella of our pastors and the lead, the who is the leader of the local church, that we should, you know, submit to them, work according to their leading, and so that there will be smooth running of the church. You know, if you look at our bulletin, it says, you know, that the authority of the church of God derived from God. Christ is the head of the church, where we have read, and we have read 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, and Colossians. We attract the presence of God each time we come together, just like we have come together this morning. If you look at Matthew 18:20, you know, each time we come together as the body of Christ, we attract his presence. Let's quickly open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. It's a very popular one that we all pray with. Praise the Lord. You know, just like our manual says, that each time we come together, you know, as one, that God is always with us. And because we have the presence of God with us, you know, there are some things that we do that will grieve his presence. You know, the first thing here, you know, we have to honor his presence. You know, God is here this morning, so we have to honor him in all things we do. Number one, in holiness. Let's quickly look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 17. Because God is present with us, so we have to honor his presence. And number one thing is, we have to be holy, because he cannot stand sin. 1 Peter
which will be given to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Be obedient to God, and do not allow your lives to be shaped by those desires you had when you were still ignorant. Instead, be holy in all that you do, just as God, who called you, is holy.
Praise the Lord. If you look at verse 13, you know, where we read, it it means the summary of that verse is that we have to prepare for action. You know, we have to be prepared to live a holy life. You know, God expects us to imitate him, you know, as his follower. He wants us to imitate his high standard of holiness, you know, holy in everything we do. And to know holiness means being, you know, if in holiness, you know, we have to be dedicated to God. Set aside for his special use. You know, we have been set apart from sin, so that is why we have to be holy. You know, because God has set us free. He wants to use us, and if we are still in sin, he will not be able to use us. You know, we have to do all things according to his pattern, according to his high standard. That is why it's very important for us as a Christian to live a holy life. We have to be separated from sin. We have to live a life that is patterned after Christ. Because he's present with us, and if we don't want to grieve him, we have to live a holy life. And God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, it is part of honoring God that we do things decently and in order. Yes, because God is here this morning. God expects, even if you look at the world as a whole, you know, there are some places you will go that you cannot just do what you like, you know. And God expects even more standard in his household. You cannot go outside. Let's say, for instance, if you want to go on the bus, you know, you have to wait until the people who are inside the bus come out before you can go. So God expects the same thing in the church, that we have to be, you know, decent and in order in everything we do. Everybody cannot just come, you know, and do whatever they like. We've talked about self-will this morning. As a Christian, you know, you can't be a type of Christian that will say, oh, I don't want to touch, I don't want to step on toes. No, you have been set free, and you cannot be the type of Christian that say, oh, I want to hide my face. God has already set you free. You don't need to hide anything anymore. You have to come out and do what God has asked you to do. Just like we started with, you know, in any organization to run, we're just like I've said, that, you know, we have to submit to the authority and submit to one another, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at 1 Corinthians 14:40. Praise the Lord. That all things we do, everything, even from greeting each other, you know, we have to do it, you know, decently and in order. You know, we cannot just be doing the same thing every time, and we cannot be talking at the same time. That is why there are different things in the church to be, you know, to be done. I always tell people, I say nobody is useless. Some of us are good in, you know, looking after people. Some of us are good teachers. We have many things, you know. Everybody, you know, we are all special. We have been fearfully and wonderfully made. So we have our roles to do. Sometimes we should not, you know, we should ask God any area God wants us to function so that everything will be done decently and in order in the church. Just like I've said before that, you know, even in the outside world, not in the church, we are talking, and God requires high standard in the church. You know, there are some places that we go to, you have to follow the protocol. You can't just be on your own. You can't just do things by yourself. I remember somebody went overseas long time ago, and the person came and he was telling us that when everybody was on the queue in the airport and one man just came, the man was late, and the man just dragged his portfolio in front of everybody, and everybody was looking at this man and nobody talked. And then this man looked at himself and said, oh, will I just let this man go? Maybe this man does not understand what he's doing. Then this man went to meet this man and said, excuse me, sir, why will you just drag your portfolio from behind and go to the front here? He said, yes. The man just looked at him. I said, yes, I have the right to do that. I said, okay, sir, where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from America. He said, in America, where you are coming from, can you do that? And the man just looked at the other person, and immediately he didn't even reply. He just went back to the, you know. So those are the world, even people in the world, those they want everything to be done, you know, in order. So how much more we that we have been separated, we have been called, you know, to serve God. We are his children. So we have to desire to walk, you know, decently and in order in everywhere we find ourselves, and God will help us in Jesus' name. He said God structured his church to be led by the pastor, to be supported by other members of the fivefold ministry, you know, just like what we had this morning. Let's quickly look at the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 and 12.
Some and evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Praise the Lord. You know, that is the way God has structured his church, to be led by the pastor, you know, to be supported. You know, the pastor cannot do everything alone, you know, just like last week. You know, the pastor was saying that other members of the church should visit people, that it should not be left for the pastor and the wife. You know, God has structured his church in such a way that we needed support from the other members of the fivefold ministry to help for the smooth running of the church, to build the church, you know, to help in the building of the body of Christ, you know, in the local assembly where God has put us. You know, we have to help, you know, just like where we read in the book of Hebrew. When we see ourselves in that position, we don't burden to the work of the pastor, you know. You know how we can add burden to him? You know, he's already doing so. When we refuse to work where God has put us, when we refuse to make things, you know, we begin to make things impossible for the pastor, you know, when we make him to do extra, you know, extra work that he's not meant to do. We are not doing what God has called us to do. We have to support him. We have to be praying, you know, for the leadership so that God, we help. And just, you remember when God made Solomon king, you know, he asked for wisdom. We should be praying and asking for wisdom in every area we find ourselves, even in our local church. You know, we have to be where God has put us and be submissive to the authority, the people you are under. Just like in our in this church, we have some, you know, we have the children ministry, the choir, you have a lot of committee, and you know, people has been placed in those areas to help to build the body of Christ. So we have to be under those people, and we have to go according to their own direction, and we have to report back to the people who has put you in those positions. Just like the example you made this morning, that you know, you are in the choir and the choir mistress asks you to do something. So you have, and you, maybe there's difficulty in doing it, or you have problem in doing it. You have to go back to her. You have to report back, because he puts you, he sent you, he has appointed you to do those things. So you have the responsibility to go back and report to the person who has appointed you. Just like in the local churches, you know, the bishop, the deacon, and the elders, they have the responsibility of to go back to the pastor, to report to the pastor who has appointed them. You cannot be an island and you want to work for God. You know, you have to be submissive, and you have to respect the authority of God in the local assembly where God has put you. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go to the other part, our responsibility in the church, because when we had the workers training this morning, I think there are some questions, and this is very important, you know, the topic we are treating. So I'm going to give the rest 5 minutes for question, and if there's anything that the pastor wants to contribute to what I've taught, or just give the rest 5 minutes for question, so that next week we go to our responsibility as a member of the church. Praise the Lord. Question, we are talking about the authority of the church. Want to add anything?
Praise the Lord. I guess the crux of the matter here that I want us to take home is the fact that the authority of the church derives from God. Without God, we have no business gathering here. Or if we are going to gather at all, we'll be gathering under a different platform, not the kind of platform we are gathered under. It is because of His presence that we can call this place a church. And what do I mean by His presence? It is because we know that He's here and we are willing to submit to His authority. That is why we are here, knowing fully well that whatever we do, that we are doing it unto God. Now, you understand that the way God has done it is such a way that most of the things, those of us who are in the workers' training this morning, you find out that most of the things seem to be coming together. It's about the church of God, it's about the church of God, because we need to have an understanding. If we don't have an understanding, we might actually find ourselves working against God. And my prayer for us is that we will render that service that is acceptable to Him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, if our service is going to be acceptable to Him, we need the right attitude. I told somebody the other day, I said, look, your gift will open doors for you, but your character is what will keep the doors opened. I gave you the example of that player who earned so much, so his gift has opened up for him. But in order for that door to keep open, to remain open, if he doesn't have a change of character, I don't know how many coaches want to hire him now as a coach. If I'm a coach, I'm not likely to want to hire him, because I don't want to hire my boss who will come and I cannot tell him when to play, where to play. Sometimes you see in the football pitch, you know that this person normally traditional plays number 7. Thierry Henry is an example. He used to come from the left, 11. Sometimes they put him on the right at 7, as a decoy, so that the opponent, they always expect him to be in a particular place. The coach would ask him to go and play a particular position. Am I right? Mm. You see, people may not even play their traditional position because the coach feels that that is the strategy for that match. And the good player will yield. But the arrogant player will say, no, everyone knows that I'm the best number 11 in the world. How can you ask me to go and play 7? Don't you know who I am? I earn £250,000 every week. And you as a coach, you probably earn maybe £30,000 a week. So who are you to talk to me? I mean, that's exactly what happened. So, but in the church of God, the right attitude is needed for us to serve God and serve him effectively. So, and the reason I'm saying this is not because it's this church. It's because you don't even know where God will take you to in the future. I believe that in this church, God is raising pastors, he's raising prophets, he's raising evangelists, he's raising world shakers. But if you yourself have not learned the right thing, when you get there, you will function. But you function according to the dictates of your mind, not according to the word of God. So it's so important that we lay the foundation, particularly for the workers in this church, just taking all the things that have been coming in the different direction. And no, and I keep telling us, as a church, we never make notes, which is very surprising. I've said it so many times, but we will never make notes in the church because we know everything. In other places, people come in and make notes. If you want to see, I have my notes from 1995, 1994. They are still with me. The notes I've made, I still have them with me. Some of us don't make notes. We just come in, go out. We don't go by it at all. It doesn't matter to us, you know. Then we just come next week. Here, it doesn't mean anything anyway. As soon as we're out of the door, it's gone. We should live our life as if our life depends on the word. In fact, our life depends on it. We should live like that. You know the way you used to live desperately before? How many of us remember that time? When the pastor says something in service, and that's what you carry for the whole of that week, repeating it. Have you done it before? I've done it before. I go around and I repeat the same thing. I've ministered here before and I leave the church and I keep saying what I've said to you, I say it to myself. When things come, I say, I remember what I said. And I keep saying it to myself again in order to reinforce it. God will build his church in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you for your word that we have heard again. We learned this morning that the key word is being submissive to your word. Father, we ask this morning, we ask for grace so that as we hear the word, that you give us grace so that we understand and do what your word says in Jesus' name. We ask that you empower us from above so that we'll be able to do those things that we think that are impossible. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.